right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Usinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run, I did. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Usinski, and if you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly and kind of always about running, but sometimes triathlon and cycling. But you know what? We primarily, as a company, put on running events here in Southern Ontario and now in Michigan. And really, this kind of show kind of takes you through all kinds of amazing stories behind our sport, really to kind of show you that anyone can really be a part of it at any age and any physical type. And just to prove it, that's what this show is all about. And you just have to start walking, running, start thinking about it, start wanting to make yourself better. You know, we've got a really exciting show for you tonight. We were off last week. Tonight, we're going to announce who is the great Canadian that's going to be on our Canada Day medal. So really excited about that. So that's going to come up in a couple minutes. But also on today's show, we have from the Amherstburg Running Club, some friends of mine, Rose and David Lowe. They're going to be joining us from Chongqing, China, which is just so much fun to say, by the way. And they basically this last weekend conquered the Great Wall of China Marathon. And Rose ran the 10K, Dave ran the full 26.2. The Great Wall Marathon has 20,518 uneven steps, 20,000 plus uneven steps. Let me give you some perspective on this, folks. The Empire State Building only has 1,576 steps. Yep, that's a lot of stairs and not a lot of running in China for David and Rose. So they'll be up with us in a couple minutes to kind of share their experience with you. And also kind of like in the second half of the show, we have Amanda Sheehan who's going to join us from a third perspective on our events. She ran a Running Flat event earlier this month, Le Chocolat, and it was her first 5K. But what's really amazing is her story about weight loss, getting healthy, and starting to run. And, you know, we just kind of want to kind of sit down with her and kind of talk about, you know, her life. And let me tell you, it's going to be a great story because all of us can kind of relate to it. And so she's going to join us in the latter half. Of course, we got Song of the Week. We got Ben Kaplan, who's the editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine, who joins us every week at the end of the show. I tell you what, that's a really busy 55 minutes for sure. So let's get on with some of the nitty-gritty. Canada Day is open. It's been open for quite a number of months. It's selling out pretty fast. Plus, we have a virtual side to this race where people around the world and Canada and the United States are registering for the race. And really, it's because they want this unique Canada Day Run medal. It's such an iconic medal. If you just go to runningflat.com and hit our Canada Day tile, you can actually go to the site and you can see all the different past recipients who are on the actual medal. So it's the only open source medal in running where you actually get to vote on who is the great Canadian. And when you vote, we kind of pick the winner from who you voted for. They go on the medal. So we've had this year was Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, and Clara Hughes were the three finalists. The past winners for the last number of years were Sir John A. Macdonald, you know, the founding Prime Minister of Canada, Terry Fox, and Colonel Chris Hadfield. So now it is time to reveal who will be the great Canadian for 2016. And be on this year's Maple Leaf Medal for Canada Day Run. The 2016 Great Canadian, as voted by all the runners who've registered for this event, is the great one himself, Wayne Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky's likeness will be on this year's medal, and I got to tell you, you'll love it. If you go to our Facebook page under Canada Day Run, D'EH Run, you can see that now. We just posted that. Or you can go to the registration page through runningflat.com. You'll actually see a picture of that medal. It's so cool. We also have a new charity involved in Canada Day Run, the Canadian Cancer Society. So we welcome them aboard, and we're looking forward to helping them raise some funds for them. It's pretty exciting stuff. You guys are going to love the lanyard that goes along with this medal. We won't release that for a bit, but you'll definitely like it. So for information about any of those runs or Anything else that we do, even past episodes of this show, you can go to runningflat.com. A couple other, so Wayne Gretzky. Everyone keeps asking, who's going to be on the medal? It's Wayne Gretzky, so tell all your friends. A couple other things that we really need to go through. Color Run Nights, which is just going to be a phenomenally fun event. It's July 23rd. It's on the water front here in Windsor. It is a 5K. Again, go to runningflat.com, hit the Color Run Nights tile, get all the information. What's really cool is the swag is an awesome cotton tee that actually glows in the dark, but you also get this black headlight that you get to wear and take home with you. That's the swag, and it's really cool because they really work. It's amazing when you get a whole bunch of those in a crowd. I mean, everything just kind of lights up. The Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft 5K, August 20th. You know, that's our social experiment where you register as... you know, if you're married or taken, you have a red bib. And if you're available, you know, you have a green bib. And then there's the whole yellow bib, which is, it's a complicated life. And you know, it was a lot of fun. So that's going to come back August 20th and hope to open that up in the next week or so. And then I know we've been talking about this for months. We do have a huge race in Detroit, September 10th. So first off, it's already on your calendar anyway. Just mark it off. And it is a must do. Because it's only going to happen once, this event. But on May 31st, here in the studio, we have a huge announcement about this race. Registration will open that night, and I can't give you any more details about it, except that we've got some really, really special guests who are going to be in the studio that you're going to want to meet. And they're going to tell you all about the race and everything that goes along with it. And I can't talk any more about it because I'm going to start giving stuff away. So I'm mum's word. I'm not going to give you any more details except, you know, if I'm this excited about something that it's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, we'll deal with that. Anyway, up next, our good friends, Dave and Rose Lowe from Chongqing, China are going to join us on Running Flat Radio. You're listening to Running Flat. I'll be back right after these messages.
Life is full of tough decisions. Boxers or briefs, chocolate or vanilla, or the all-new Chevrolet Cruze, Volt, Spark, Malibu, or Camaro. Drop into a dealer today and take a look at our innovative 2016 lineup, or take advantage of amazing offers on vehicles like the Chevrolet Trax. Right now, you can take home the LSR Auto for $19,995, including $3,700 cash credit and a $500 GM card application bonus. Decisions, decisions. See dealer or Chevrolet.ca for details.
By Devonshire Mall. We know you love to shop on holidays. Come celebrate Victoria Day Monday, May 23rd at Devonshire Mall. Stores are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, partly cloudy tonight, becoming more clear later this evening, a low of +4. Wednesday, mainly sunny, a high of 19 degrees, the UV index 7 or high. Thursday, sunny, 18 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 22. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, also 22. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, 25. And holiday Monday, a mix of sun and cloud, with a high of 28. Again for tonight, partly cloudy, becoming clear later on, and a low of +4.
Here at Freshco, you'll find low prices every day. But how? Let's get the word from our birds, Cheapy and Savy.
Cheap, cheap.
So you're saying it's because Freshco's prices are cheap?
Cheap, cheap.
That makes total sense to me. Anything to add here, Savy?
Save, save.
Yes, that's right. At Freshco, you'll find low prices every day.
This week, Minute Maid frozen drinks, 4 for $1, limit of 12. Sensations by Compliments burgers, only $6.97, limit of 4.
Low prices are worth chirping about. At Freshco,
cheap, cheap. Save, save.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
Hey, welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. You know, this past weekend, a couple really good friends of mine, Rose and David Lowe ran the Great Wall of China Marathon. And run is really not an accurate statement because it's more like a stair climb for 26.2 miles. Rose conquered the 10K and David did the full marathon, the full 20,518 steps of it. We reached them now live in Chongqing, China this evening. Ni hao, Rose and David Lowe.
Ni hao, Chris.
Ni hao, Chris.
How are you guys?
We're doing fine, Chris. Thanks for inviting us to your show. We appreciate it.
Well, you know what? It's not every day that you get to run the Great Wall of China.
No, absolutely it's not. To me, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, so I had to jump in and do it.
I guess. So, you know, first off, how does one get the chance to run the Great Wall of China Marathon?
Well, Chris, I was lucky because my work has sent me to Chongqing during the same time the marathon was taking place. Even though I'm in Chongqing, Beijing's about a two-hour flight. So I thought it wasn't too far away, so I decided, to sign up and register, and I definitely wanted to do it.
It's a bucket list item.
It's a bucket list item, exactly.
Awesome. Yeah. And just so everyone knows, this is literally 26.2 miles on the ancient, it's within the Seven Wonders of the World, on the Wall of China. Now, is this in Beijing, or is this just outside of Beijing?
Actually, the host hotel was in Beijing, and then we had to wake up at 2 a.m., and then we had to crawl on a bus, and it was a two-hour ride outside of Beijing to actually just get to the wall itself.
No,
so, and the race itself started at 6 a.m. in the morning.
And how many people would be in a race? And there was a 5, a 10. Was there a half and a full?
Yes, there was, Chris. There was okay. A 5, 10, half, and a full. Only about 100 people actually attempted the full. And probably less than half actually finished.
Jeez.
So it was a really, really tough course.
And I guess the obvious question is, what makes it so tough? Is it just all the stairs?
Yeah, actually, there was only about 12 kilometers that you could actually run, like physically run. So for 30 kilometers, you were actually climbing stairs.
Or just
one mountain after another.
Or descending the stairs, right? I mean, you have to go up, you have to come down.
Or descending. Absolutely, yeah.
And just so you can paint a picture over the radio for us, when we're talking about these stairs, we climb lots of stairs and stairwells. These are the ancient steps. I mean, they're very steep, are they not?
Yes, they're different heights, Chris. I think they did that on purpose to to help slow down their enemies that actually were able to make it onto the wall. So yeah, they're different levels. Which made it quite the challenge. Like some of the steps itself were like you had to step up almost 2 feet just to get to the next step.
How are the quads on day three? Because this is 7 a.m. Wednesday morning in China. What are your quads and knees like today?
Well, you know what? The day after, you know, I was bragging. I was telling everybody, I really don't feel that bad for just doing, a foot on the wall. But yesterday, I felt like a bus hit me for sure. My quads were just...
It's always so, day
yeah,
two.
How
about
and
Rose?
Chris?
Yeah, Rose.
Yes, Chris, I just want to say that a lot of the steps and stairs were not even there. It was just rubble. A lot of it has, over time, had disintegrated, and so we were just climbing up. It was more like mountain climbing. And a lot of the bricks, I guess, were taken by a lot of the locals, and they used it for their own building, like houses and things like that. So there is a punishment of about $800 Canadian if you take a brick. That's how much of the stairs have been missing from that from the Wall of China. And they took us to a part that really wasn't destroyed very well.
On this course between kind of like the mountains, there's also kind of like these outlooks, right? Like there's like a small fortress that you have to pass through.
Yeah, they're guard towers every mile, Chris. They position them every mile on the road. They're guard towers.
And you'd have to run through those.
They would actually, Yeah, you had to actually run right through those.
And crawl through those as well, because some of those were not even, they were just like a little tunnel that you had to crawl through, climb up and then crawl through to get to the other side.
Were there any cheering crowds?
Actually, there wasn't. There was the only people on the wall were the people that were actually doing the race. So there were some people at the water stops, but that's it. There was nobody on the wall cheering you on.
And Chris, the water stops. The water was brought up by mules.
How many water stations are we looking at?
There was one water station probably every 3 kilometers.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Right, and the only way to get them up there. Sorry, go ahead.
Is the only way to get the water up there is by mule. So there was about every 3 kilometers we had water stops.
Wow.
Just to get up to the wall, Chris, you had to climb a steep dirt path for about a mile just to get onto the wall itself, and then. You actually only ran about 12 kilometers that was off the wall, and 3 of the kilometers were uphill and 3 of the kilometers downhill. And I got to tell you a story that on the part that you could actually run, we were running and there was a little farm about halfway down the road, and there was a Chinese couple that lived there. And on the second loop, this couple actually had beehives on their property. So during the second loop, they had started pulling the cards out of their beehives, and they were collecting the honey. And there was just bees everywhere, Chris. And if you were fighting for air running down the road, you could easily swallow a mouthful of bees as
wow.
you were running by this farm. Yeah.
That's like a race director's nightmare.
Yes, exactly. And then on the other end, Chris, I got to tell you this, that they forced us to come off the wall again. So we had to go down that mile path, and there was a water stop in a small village. In the second loop of the marathon, there was actually an older Chinese lady had gathered a bunch of brush, and she had blocked the path going down to the water stop. And so we come to a dead end, and we couldn't understand why there was a dead end, so we had to backtrack up a half a kilometer and find another path down to the water stop. When I got down there, this lady started to flip out on me, and I couldn't understand what she was saying. But the young girl at the water stop explained to me, she said, she's complaining to you because that is her path, and she wants you to pay money to run on her path. So because you're... Because you're not paying her money, she's blocking the path, and she doesn't want you running on her path anymore. So I tried to explain to her, I have no pockets in my pants. I have no money.
Hey, Chris, I want to share something with you as well. Most of it was single file because the path was so narrow. So during the climb, part of the wall rubble kind of loosened under my feet and sending a large rock or brick or whatever it was hurtling down. And it's kind of picking up other stones along the way, like kind of like a, I don't know, like a mini avalanche, I guess, if you will. And so I kind of hung onto the wall and was yelling to the people behind me to look out, you know.
Yeah.
And all I did, I turned around to see those rocks in motion, missed a girl behind me about a few feet, and kind of just fall right into the valley below. So I was kind of like, I guess, questioning our sanity at that time. what are we doing? Because there could have been a lot more casualties and fatalities and things like that, because it was very dangerous, a lot of parts of the wall. And we don't see how it would happen here in the U.S. or Canada because of there would be probably many lawsuits because of the danger aspect of it.
Yeah, but, you know, in that same token, I mean, how often do you get to run on an ancient piece of infrastructure like that? I mean, it's definitely a keepsake, and it's something that you can remember for the rest of your lives. And of course, your running career now.
Oh, definitely.
So you know,
exactly. Chris, if I had to do it again, I'd do it again in a minute. Even with, you know, the dangerous aspect of it, for sure.
And bring some money with you for God's sakes, Dave, next time, would you? Hey, you know, another really quick question. Now Dave, you're like a 320, 325 marathoner, somewhere in there?
Yep. Well, about a 345, somewhere in there.
Okay.
On average.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, a pretty decent runner, and you're an Ironman as well?
Yeah.
And how long did it take you to run this marathon?
Well, let me tell you that the first half of the marathon I ran, I kept stopping because, you know, the scenery was just breathtaking, Chris. So I stopped quite a bit in the half and you know, took pictures. But by the time I got to the half, I realized I was already 4 hours in. And there was a cutoff time. So I thought I better stop taking pictures and, you know, start picking it up a little bit. It actually took me just under 10 hours to complete the 26.2 miles.
Wow.
And I have to say, it humbled me very much because I crawled through the finish line. I left it all out there. So it was a tough shit. And I have to say, probably only of the 100, I'd say maybe 30 people finished. They pulled people off the course, you know, many people off the course. And on the nine-hour mark, I have to share that as I was coming back to the finish, there was still a girl out there from the half at the nine-hour mark, and it was one of the mountains just before the finish line. She was sitting there crying, saying she could not make it up the last mountain to the finish line. And I tried to encourage her, but she wouldn't go on. She was done. Her day was done. So I don't even know how they actually got her back to the finish line.
When you look back at the race, is it people from all over the world that are there to do the race?
Yes. There was mostly, it was 99% foreign people. There might have been a couple locals, but that's it.
So it's a destination. It's that traditional destination event where foreigners fly in, you know, buy the tour package, and then sign up for the marathon.
Exactly. I was told there's actually five different marathons on the Great Wall, and this one here is called Conquer the Great Wall, and this is definitely the toughest one of the five because 30 kilometers of it is actually on the wall. There's another one actually this weekend where they only spend half of it, about 5,000 steps on the wall. So there's different versions of it. So depending on, you know, just how much of the wall you want to experience.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. At the beginning of the show, I kind of talk about how your marathon is 20,518 steps, you know, on the Great Wall of China. And really the funny thing is that there's 1,570 six steps in the Empire State Building in New York.
I know, Chris.
Just to kind of give people perspective, that's a lot of stair climbing.
I know. It was a tough day, Chris, I have to say.
Chris, I just wanted to say as well, when I told people that where we were from, that it's flat land, and it's so flat that we have a running organization called Running Flat, they gave us a sympathetic smile with that.
Well, I appreciate that. That's for sure. Hey, guys, thanks very much for joining us and kind of telling us the story, and look forward to running with you when you get back.
Okay, Chris, we'll enjoy the rest of your day. And again, thanks for having us on your show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well,
Chris. Shay, Shay.
All the best, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye. David and Rose Lowe join us this evening from Chongqing, China. Up next, Amanda Sheehan and her loss, her story of kind of loss of weight. But it's a good loss, you know, and it's all next on Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Liking, posting, sharing, and commenting. Get social with us.
I do like you very much.
Facebook.com/AM800.
It's 7:30.
from the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex. An information update with Christy Lee Varley.
The MPP for Windsor West is putting the blame of local school closures at the foot of the province. Lisa Gretzky has sent a letter to the Minister of Education voicing concerns about what she calls the chronically underfunding and mismanagement of the education system. The family of a Harrow murder victim still looking for answers 10 years later. The body of 41-year-old Larry Strangway was found in his home on Erie Street in Harrow. An autopsy found he had been shot. The OPP and provincial government had offered a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Windsor police are asking anyone who may have seen an incident where a pedestrian was struck by a car to contact them. It happened last Thursday around 6 o'clock in a parking lot in the 5400 block of Reginald Street between Ford and Ferndale. Two males were walking through the lot of the south side of the street when a four-door black Chevy Impala allegedly struck one of the men. Some Conservative MPs who voted against legislation on transgender rights last time around are planning to support a bill introduced this morning. They include interim party leader Ronna Ambrose, who says she will let Tory MPs vote as they wish. AM 800 Sports in Major League Baseball tonight. The Blue Jays and Tigers are both in action. Right now, the Jays are up 2-1 on Tampa, and no score at the end of the first between the Twins and Tigers. In the NHL, getting underway at 8 o'clock, the Blues are hosting the Sharks. And getting underway at 8:30, Cleveland is hosting the Toronto Raptors. From the AM 800 Weather Center, a clear sky tonight, a low plus 4, mainly sunny tomorrow, a high of 19. Sunny on Thursday, a high of 18. Right now in Windsor, it's 1661 Fahrenheit. I'm Christy Lee Varley, AM 800 News.
Right now at Provincial Chrysler, take advantage of exclusive Chrysler employee, retiree, and family member incentives on all your favorite Jeep vehicles.
Drive home in a 2016 Jeep Patriot High Altitude 4x4 for just $24,995 plus tax or $69 a week at 3.49% on a 96-month purchase OAC.
This Jeep is loaded with leather, heated seats, remote starter, power package, and more.
For a limited time only at Provincial Chrysler and ProvincialChryslerDealer.com.
Summer drink days are back at McDonald's. Get up, get out, and get going with a refreshing new McCafe Frozen Real Lemonade, a small for just $1 plus tax. Quench your summer thirst with a McCafe Freestone Peach Real Fruit Smoothie or a delicious vanilla chai ice frappe, a small for only $2 plus tax, and many more, but only for a limited time. Enjoy every drop of summer at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's restaurants, see in store for details.
Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Yuzinski. Amanda Sheehan is 31 years old, and she's been overweight and obese almost her entire adult life. She's recently gone through a large natural weight loss transformation and has found a love for living healthy. She has a blog called Fit Life Adventure on WordPress. And we met her a couple weeks ago as she completed her first 5K at Le Chocolat. Like I say on the show, every runner has a story. Well, welcome to Running Flat Radio, Amanda Sheehan.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for inviting me.
But you know what? It's such a compelling story, and I think it's one of those stories that just kind of motivates all of us. And so let's talk a little bit about Amanda and why you decided you wanted to lose weight.
Well, my reasons are extremely selfish. My motivation was myself, and I have no problem admitting that. I started to have some severe foot pain. My feet would go numb after about 30 minutes of walking, and at the age of 30, that shouldn't be. So I knew I had to make some lifestyle changes, and since diets don't work, if you want lasting change in your body, you need to make lasting change in your life. So
and how much did you weigh? And how tall are you? So maybe we can kind of give everyone a perspective on what we're looking at.
Yeah, sure. So I am about 5'8", and my heaviest weight was 300 pounds.
Okay.
Yep. It's not a fun number to admit. I wish it was smaller, but that's what it was. And now, today, I weigh 163 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So
And can we talk a little bit about that struggle of weight that you had all these years?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of started around puberty, I guess. I just had poor eating habits. There was no specific traumatic life event. I just was addicted to food, and I lived a pretty sedentary life. I didn't really do a whole lot of sport activities. I kind of shied away from it. I was bullied. You know, just a bunch of things that just kind of tear down your self-esteem, and I turned to food. So I had to really search deep and change my entire mental focus about how I thought about food, what that relationship was, and I started making changes. The first 100 pounds literally came off with food changes alone. I didn't start introducing any physical exercise until this past Christmas.
And you know, I hate to say this, but was there like an Oprah moment in there for you, where you actually just kind of, everything just kind of fell into place and you got it, that you need to make that change?
Yeah, there absolutely was. I had to believe that I could do it. I have to wake up every single day with the conviction that I am going to live the life of a healthy person. I think human beings will always follow through with who they think they are. And that's, you know, you have to believe it. You have to know it, and you have to see that possibility. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but it wasn't impossible. And, you know, then come January, I signed up for the Le Chocolat Run.
Hoo-ah! And how was that for a 5K experience?
Oh, my gosh. Like, I used to joke that the only time you would ever get me running is away from bees or a man with, you know, a pickaxe. So it's just, I had never run more than a few steps, and I signed up for your run. So I spent the winter training. It was the best experience ever. It was so much more than just running. It really was. And I'm sure a lot of people can say that, but it just meant so much to me. And the staff, I have to thank you. I have to thank your volunteers and everyone who was a part of it. Everybody answered every single question I ever had. I was not intimidated, and it certainly could have been having, you know, the first time that I'm really getting out there doing this sort of thing. I'm out of my comfort zone. It could have been intimidating, but it was anything but.
And we're honored to have you. I got to tell you, we really strive at Running Flat to really kind of, and this is what the show is all about too, is just kind of bringing down all that animosity and anxiety that people have about running, that anyone can run at any age, and we just want to get you active and get you involved, and just, if we can make it as fun as possible, then we'll make it as fun as possible just to get you out there. And, you know, it's all part of that journey that you're on. You know,
the wine and chocolate didn't hurt either.
Well, yeah, it never hurts. So, like, you started this journey a little over a year ago, I guess.
I started with Weight Watchers, and that was a couple years ago. And it was difficult for me to stick to. It wasn't really my thing. I crash dieted right before my wedding. Like, I didn't even get down to this weight for my wedding. That wasn't even enough of a motivator for me. You know it. So I would say, yeah, the past year has been the lifestyle change, where I just kind of did a complete overhaul of my diet, and now I'm incorporating lots of new fitness activities, and that's been about a year's progress, yeah.
And what does the lifestyle change look like?
A whole foods approach, basically. I just decided to stop eating processed foods, refined sugars. And I try to stick to food that is from sourced as close to nature as possible. And I shop at Metro like everybody else. I do not go to a gym. I don't have a personal trainer. I am as ordinary as you can get. And I think that's what resonates with a lot of the people that I've talked to, my friends, my family, strangers. I think that what I've done seems a little bit more achievable because I haven't had all this extra help along the way.
And you also have a blog. How did that start up?
Well, I kept getting the same questions over and over again, and I certainly don't mind asking them, but I thought, you know, if I could just create a forum where, you know, all those questions could be answered and I could kind of speak my mind and maybe even reach a larger audience, that would be great. And I'm a fan of writing, creative writing. I love it. So I started that up just a couple months ago, and it's gotten a phenomenal response. It's really great.
And you still run a lot, I guess?
Yeah, I've signed up for another run, actually. So the Le Chocolat was the start, basically, of this year of many different activities that I'm going to be doing. It was a bucket list item for me. I've just always wanted to do it, and I really enjoyed it. So I've got another one coming up at the end of July.
Okay. What does running mean to you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, it's about being inside of my own head, not worrying about anything else around me. I get the time to focus, to set new goals, to just be in that moment. It is not about what time I cross the finish line. It's not about the girl I just passed or the girl who just passed me. You know, like that's the least of what it's about.
Yeah, you know, we have a special coming up, and it's about running as spirituality. And the kind of the ties between religion and running, and especially distance running, where you just kind of fall into your zone. You know, there's also people that call it the runner's high. There's a number of things that go on there. And we actually have a rabbi and a priest that are coming on that, who are runners, talking about about that, the correlation between religious aspects of spirituality and running. And there's a very, very strong tie in there. And for years, I've been kind of playing with that idea. And so we finally got a rabbi and we finally got a priest. And, you know, it's like that whole, you know, a priest, a Pollock, and a rabbi go for a run together. You know, only who knows what's going to happen. But,
oh, boy.
But there is something to that. And you being a new runner, I mean, you can identify. That's kind of why I asked the question. And I asked the question for even the most experienced runners that come on this show. And you know, like world elite athletes, and I'll ask them, like, what does running really mean to you? Whether it's given you a whole life and friends and everything else, or whether it's even just given you that spiritual meaning in your life where you actually get the, you know, shut down for a half hour or 45 minutes and just get to contemplate on all the stuff that's, you know, rattling inside your head, right? Because in distance running, you have to be really comfortable with your running partner yourself and be out there that long, you know, just rattling inside your own head.
No, yeah, absolutely. And now this 5K, I ran it alone. There was no one with me. I just had my little music, and that was it. And it was just a really reflective time. And it was so great along the waterfront, too. I mean, I've driven down Riverside Drive so many times, but when you actually put your feet on the road and just kind of experience it like that, it was really, really special.
And when you look back from when you started this journey to today, where you're at, Is there one thing you can kind of put your finger on that's really a gift that was given to you by making this change?
Yeah, I absolutely can. The response that I've gotten, because like I said at the top, it was selfish reasons why I started it. I mean, it's my own health, and that's where it had to start. But the outside response that I've gotten from people kind of keeps me going. The fact that people use the word inspirational when they talk about me, that gift that I've apparently given to other people means so much more. It's something I did not see coming. I had no idea that when I started that I would have an impact on all these other people. And even you having me on today gives me such a larger platform. And I would just love to encourage anybody out there who's listening that, you know, that they are capable of changing their lives too. And the only limitations that we have in this life are the ones that we place on ourselves.
No one could say it better than that. I can tell you right now. I really appreciate having you on, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
And keep inspiring us.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Looking forward to seeing you out on at the next race. Thanks, Amanda.
And you will. Bye.
That is Amanda Sheehan. She lost 160 pounds, started running. She also ran Le Chocolat as her first 5K a couple weeks ago. A real inspiration. And just keep going. Just keep going. And you can do it. And it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what your physical form is. It doesn't matter how much you weigh. Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Anyone can start at any age to do running, walking. Just get out there. It's now time for Song of the Week. This song is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities on Running Flat Radio.
You and I both know everything must go. 1-800-WEATHER is brought to you by the Bargain Annex.
Need a TV? Need credit?
Bargain Annex to the rescue!
Get your appliances and credit back on track today. The Bargain Annex inside Deppermans.
From the AM 800 Weather Center, partly cloudy tonight, becoming more clear later this evening, a low of plus 4. Wednesday, mainly sunny, a high of 19 degrees, the UV index 7 or high. Thursday, sunny, 18 degrees. Friday, sunny, a high of 22. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, also 22. Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, 25. And holiday Monday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 28. Again for tonight, partly cloudy, becoming clear later on, and a low of plus 4.
Open up a whole other dining room this Victoria Day weekend. The backyard. And set it up perfectly with Walmart's Montclair 5-piece patio dining set. Elegant and comfy, it makes for an extraordinary outdoor dining set at an unbeatable price. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
You don't need to be in the big leagues to have the heart of a champion. Some players play hard and leave the field with a smile on their face. And they do it purely for the love of the game and the team. If you know a minor sports team that embodies the spirit of the game, nominate them for the Windsor Canadian Tire Minor Sports Team of the Week. Enter any minor sports team online at am800cklw.com or at ctvwindsor.com. Listen Wednesday mornings at 8:10 with Steve Bell on AM800 and with Bob Belichico on CTV Windsor News at 6 as they announce the winning team of the week. Players on the winning team will score a Windsor Canadian Tire Minor Sports Team of the Week certificate and water bottle.
Plus a $100 Canadian Tire gift card for the whole team to buy new equipment.
The Windsor Canadian Tire Minor Sports Team of the Week, brought to you by AM 800 CTV Windsor and your Windsor Canadian Tire, with the largest selection and great weekly specials on all your summer sports equipment needs.
Here on Running Flat Radio, it's a song that we choose that's super new and super hot. That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities. It's now time for Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
And welcome to the show, Ben Kaplan.
Speaking of Dark Necessities, good to see you.
That's a really groovy song, man. That is something you need to put in your mix.
Oh, people, there's controversies about the Chili Peppers. It's sort of a love them or hate them right now, and I'm in the love category for sure.
Dude, I've seen the Chili Peppers, I think, like three times in their first early years of touring, like in small clubs with 1,000 people. You know, when they would do shows wearing just their socks, kind of idea, right? You know,
yeah.
Way back when, just to kind of tell you how old I am. you know, we've had such an interesting show because, you know, we had some good friends of ours who just ran the Great Wall of China on. And
so cool.
Yeah, and you know, you and I had talked a little bit about, you know, destination running, because, you know, now is when everyone's traveling to go to all these great races.
Yeah, I mean, that's so awesome to go to China. I mean, something like doing a long race, you know, half marathon, a marathon, you can really see a lot of a place. When you go to a city like Paris or Jerusalem, you know, you do the marathon, Rome, you know, you're seeing that city. It's a really cool way of you know, experiencing a place and really, you know, taking in the sights and sounds and feeling it, not just, you know, falling asleep in a tour bus as it passes by.
Yeah, and, you know, and I've done, you know, Cincinnati and Cleveland, you know, all the stuff around the Great Lakes, Disney. You know, we've done a number of destinations. We try to travel to at least one or two destination half marathons or marathons a year as a family.
Nice.
On top of, you know, the stuff that we do.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, I was just going through some economic development numbers because I'm always kind of talking to folks at the city of Windsor that, you know, we produce real economic development. You know, LeShock, a lot more than half of the folks, like 1,400, were actually foreign tourists that stayed here, ate here, shopped here, you know,
yep.
And really experienced the city of Windsor.
Yep.
And, you know, I was just reviewing Chicago's numbers because Chicago is probably the one that has the greatest economic impact and probably has the most accurate numbers because Disney's skewed because you're all staying at Disney eating Disney, breathing Disney. You know, that's just, it's all self-contained. Where Chicago is wide open, all the hotels, all the birds. It's $263 million for 40,000 runners.
That's incredible. Now,
the Chicago Marathon is one of the largest marathons in the world.
True, and Chicago's an expensive city.
And you're also paying $600 a night for a hotel. You're paying $200, you know, for a great meal per person, you know, at a great Chicago restaurant. I mean, you're dumping a lot of juice every time you go to Chicago. I don't care where you're from. It's hard not to spend a lot of money in Chicago. Well worth it. I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just saying that, you know, be prepared. And so when you look at those kinds of economic impact numbers and you look at just the size of the event with all the tourists and filling up the hotels, and you know, it's just, it's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's fun. It's fun to go. I've done Boston. I've never done Chicago, and to see a city transformed, you know, it's like being a Hare Krishna at a Hare Krishna convention. You know, you're amongst your people, so you're suddenly, or a Star Trekker at a Trekkie convention or whatever. It's just, it's amazing to be right at home, you know, with your community. So it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. It's, everybody's got the secret handshake. Everybody's looking at each other's sneakers. You know, it's definitely something to experience for sure, and a really cool, you know, culmination, like a celebration.
Yeah, and every major city in the United States has a really great running event, whether you know, in our country, Ottawa is our largest running event weekend.
Yeah.
I believe it's 45,000.
Yeah, that's right. That's the number I go with.
Yeah, all together with all the different types of races that they have.
Sure.
You know, our good friend Alan Brooks does a great job with the Scotiabank Waterfront Marathon Series, which is also really geared heavily towards tourism. And geared towards, because, you know, he appears in London at the Expo. He appears in Mexico City at the Expo for their marathon to bring people to Toronto.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, and you know, that's part of his motivation as well as being in the city of Toronto, is promoting the city of Toronto to people outside to bring them in, right, within that running community.
Yeah.
You know, Charlene does a great job out in Vancouver.
Yeah.
With the Vancouver marathon. And you know, every major city has a fabulous event that you can travel to and, you know, experience that city in a way that you've never been able to do.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we've been on a kick to sort of get people, you know, when I was talking to the Ottawa Marathon people, I mean, there was something like 2,000 Canadians running the Boston Marathon, and in a lot of these events, if they get 2,000 people doing their marathon, that's a big deal. I mean, 5 is like the Halcon number, so you know, I think that, to run at home or to go to Calgary. I mean, my big bucket list race right now, and Kirsten does a great job, too, in Calgary. And, you know, with what's going on in Fort Mac, I'd love to go out to Alberta and help them. I mean, it just seems to me, man, my money would go further in Alberta than it would in Chicago. And just to be out there right now, I think their race is this weekend or next, at the end of the month or something like that. I mean, I rally around Alberta, you know. I'd go there because it's, you know, we should support, and they do an awesome job out there. I think it's I'm positive. Calgary's one of the Scotiabank races.
Scotiabank, yes, it is.
Yeah, so they do Halifax and they do Toronto, and you know, when you get Scotiabank behind you, you know, it puts the festivity. Some of the reasons why all these races, Boston and Chicago, are so great, they have corporate dollars sort of helping out, so the Expo looks like a real something, you know. And and then Scotiabank helps with that, and so Calgary, I tell you, man, if I had a little more gumption and a couple more dollars, I'd be on a plane. I'd be going to Calgary at the end of the month.
Yeah, look, and just to kind of explore a little bit of what you're talking about, without sponsorship, there are no events.
Yeah.
And all events, public events, running events especially, need public sponsorship to help pay for the infrastructure of the city, the town that we're in, obviously the huge marketing costs that are involved. To get large numbers, you got to spend large numbers as well,
from
a marketing standpoint, and be able to attract those people to your city and do all that.
No, I mean, that's why everybody is so great. Everybody goes to those rock and roll races, and the rock and roll races are sweet. I've done them in Portugal and Vegas and, I don't know, some other place I can't even remember, and that's awesome. But that's a publicly traded American company, you know, and it's like they put on the same thing. So you're in Dublin or you're in wherever, but it's a rock and roll thing, you know.
But the important fact, too, when you're looking at rock and roll series races, those municipalities are paying the Rock and Roll Marathon for being there. Yeah.
See that? See, I mean, well, I don't even know how it works.
Raleigh, North Carolina, a couple years ago, sent a contract for $225,000 to have a Rock and Roll Series marathon. And in so doing it, they get on the Rock and Roll Series tour, right?
Yeah. I mean, Rock and Roll does a great job. I mean, me and you maybe were talking inside baseball, because if I'm Johnny down the block and I go do a Rock and Roll event, I don't know anything about anything. I just know it's fun. I get a good medal and, you know, I see Tom Petty playing before the thing. You know, not quite Tom Petty, but, you know, it's a sweet thing. There's a lot of people. It's, you know, I did the Rock and Roll in Montreal, and they had Headley perform, and Headley's a pretty big act to be seeing in a race, you know?
Yeah, no. The competitor group does a wonderful job of Rock and Roll, along with, you know, the other stuff that those guys produce. So I have no issues with what they do. I mean, if again, it's kind of, you know, what we do. We want to make sure that we're inclusive and we're bringing as many new people into the sport as possible and sparking them, right? Because if you can get them intrigued or interested in at least a 5K, then maybe we can move them to a 10K or a half, you know, and maybe they can go do a full.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why, you know, whenever I talk about, like, you know, what do you think about the color run, or what do you think about, I don't know, whatever's next after the color run, you run at night with a flashlight on your head. Or,
yeah, color run nights, man.
Do it, man. I say, you know, mazel tov. Go crazy. run backwards in your underpants. Do whatever. Just get out there and go, you know?
Oh, that's a vision I don't want to continue. Ben, thanks for joining us, man, this week.
Appreciate it, my brother.
All the best. Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine, the editor-in-chief, joins us every week, and he does an absolutely amazing job of that. You know, thank you very much to our special guests today, Rose and David Lowe, who conquered the Great Wall of China Marathon, and Amanda Sheehan, who also has an amazing story of focus and weight loss and motivation. For information about Canada Day, don't forget Wayne Gretzky's on the medal this year. Color Run Nights or any other events or runs that we put on, please go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our Facebook pages that correlates to one of those races. And follow us on Twitter, at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company on your run, your walk, or your workout. And we'll be back in 7 days. So until then, I'm Chris Huzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Huzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.